Osiris.
Hi, this is Jordan with Spafford, and the podcast you are listening to is part of the Osiris Network. Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. They'll be doing many live events this summer around the country, which will include artist interviews, contests, and more. Sign up for the newsletter at osirispod.com to stay in the loop.
Baby, to try to get a date. My boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is a quick hit for August 10th, 2018 in Raleigh, North Carolina at Walnut Creek. This is Matt here, and with me on the line today, I've got a very, very special guest. Here in my house, we call him Uncle Dan. He is my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, Dan Edwards, calling in from North Carolina. Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing awesome. So Dan was at the show at Walnut Creek last night. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about how things went down in the room and what his experience was like. Before we get into that, just a reminder, if you're listening to this today, the day after Walnut Creek, and you're going to Merriweather tonight or tomorrow, reach out. Myself and RJ are going to be there floating around. Hit us up if you hit us on Twitter or something like that. I think we'll probably have some stickers and stuff like that. And we always like to say hi to as many people as possible. Same deal with Curveball for next weekend. We'll probably put out a schedule sometime this week of some of the things that we're going to be doing. There's an official Osiris RV that's going to be in the RV section, and we'll be doing couch reports throughout the weekend and so a couple of different gatherings. There's going to be a beer swap. And I also know that the ladies over at Female Centrics are planning a big group photo shoot for all of the ladies who are going to get decked up. So lots of opportunities to meet and connect with other people next weekend, as well as this weekend at Merriweather. And hope that if you're heading to Merriweather, you're prepared for the heat, because it's a steamer out there, and also bring the rain gear, because it looks like it's going to be a little wet tonight. All right, so let's talk about Walnut Creek, or whatever the venue happens to be called. Insert some bank name, something at Walnut Creek Field, presented by Safeway or something like that.
Time Warner Cable.
There you go. Yeah. Yep. So Dan, this was your first show of the tour, right?
It is, absolutely. It was my first. So it was good to be there. Yeah.
When was the last show that you got to?
Oh my God. It's been probably a year and a half since I've seen Phish live in person. I got to think about that. Well, I saw Trey, let's see, about a month ago, right? We saw Trey.
Yep, we were in Charlottesville.
That was good.
Yeah.
But before that, I couldn't even tell you. It's probably been, I think it was 15. The last Walnut Creek show was in 15. And surely that can't be the last time, but it might have been.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Babies and stuff, distracting from,
well, yeah, we got the Phish experience. And then, yep. And last year was the MSG, run, and, they didn't get around very much, so.
Yeah, yeah. So you were, raring and ready to go, and I know you told me that you brought a complete noob with you, right?
I did. It was his first show. He's a guy, a good friend, Chris. Shout out to Chris. He has been a Phish guy for a while. He was into their studio stuff. And so he had all their studio stuff, listened to it, Billy Breeze, the whole thing, right? So, but he, in the last probably year or two, he's really gotten into the live stuff, which is kind of interesting, right? Usually it's sort of the reverse of that. So he's into it now. He's been couch touring, pulling stuff down from all the places that you can get live music nowadays. So he's fully on board, and it was his first show, and he absolutely loved it. And it was, I think it was a heck of a first show.
Yeah, definitely. It was actually probably was a good show for a first timer. There was a good variety of stuff. So awesome. So you guys, I know you got into the show like crazy early last night when you sent me a picture that you guys were at your seats super early. Did you get a chance to check out the lot scene and what was it like? Because I know sometimes it's a little dicey at Walnut Creek.
Walnut Creek, I was surprised. Walnut Creek is, yes, you're right. It is, it's in North Carolina. We love North Carolina, but, you know, it's a little more strict, I guess, is the right way. But it was great. I mean, they actually, it was the biggest one I think I've ever seen at Walnut Creek. And I've been to five or six shows at Walnut Creek. And it was really like two full rows of the parking lot were vendors. And they had the full thing, you know, rolled out everywhere. And there was no, no real presence of the, you know, the man. So, it was pretty laid back and it was fun. And we both, you know, both bought a couple things. So we, you know, hopefully helped the community a little bit, but it was good. It was a good little shakedown street.
Nice. Nice. And then you get inside. I know, I saw somebody comment online last night that they said, you know, when they were showing some shots from the stage out towards the crowd, it looked very cozy at Walnut Creek, which it kind of is. It's a little bit of a smaller amphitheater, really small lawn. And I remember when we were there a couple times that we've been there, we've usually had a pretty good time, and it's usually a little bit more low key than some of the Northeast shows in terms of, you know, being sold out and crazy crowds and stuff like that, right?
Right. I mean, they, you know, Walnut Creek's pretty nice. It's a good place. I mean, you know, there's obviously better spots in my mind that, you know, to go see a Fish concert. But they have a kids area, right, that's roped off with strollers and stuff. So it's pretty low-key. You know, the seats were, I think it was a late arriving crowd, or I think because Fish started a few minutes earlier than they have been traditionally, you know, so, cause they had a little bit earlier curfew in North Carolina. So, but yeah, it was a little late arriving crowd. But the crowd was awesome. A lot of singing. I don't know if you can hear over the stage mics, but well, I mean, the crowd was really stoked.
Sweet. Yeah, it looks like they did get started pretty early. I know I was put on the webcast, which they didn't even fire up the stream until 7:30. And by like 7:31, the band was coming on stage. And you can see in the crowd a lot of people kind of rush in to get to their seats at that point.
Yeah, we were.
You guys got in there about an hour and 40 minutes early.
We needed another beer. So yeah, let's go get a beer real fast. And there's plenty of time. So anyway, we weren't paying attention to Twitter, so we missed that they announced they're going out early. So
the other thing I wanted to ask you about was it seemed like it was really freaking hot there last night. Is that true?
Oh yeah, it was pretty hot. It was, yeah, I think everyone was pretty much soaked from the music and from dancing. So yeah, I got home and it was hot. I don't know what the actual temperature was, but surely it was over 85. But we were underneath the shed, so, and they had a big fans run, so it was not horrible.
Gotcha. So, all right, so they come out, they start out, the first set goes Stealing Time into Funky Bitch, Ocelot, The Wedge, Wombat, Gula, Birds of a Feather, Saw It Again, Timber, Limb by Limb, Farmhouse, and then more. So what stuck out for you as far as highlights of the first set?
So the first, you know, Gila is like, yeah, that's just a great song. It's probably one of my favorite Fish songs. So that was a big hit. And what was, you know, the overall theme I'd say from the whole show is it was, you know, it was fun and playful. You know, I think the guys, the band, I think they were just having a good time. And I think it came across in their music, you know, right before they went into, you know, they were chatting, you know, chatting it up and stuff, and that was kind of fun. But I think that, and interestingly for me anyway, was More. It was really good. I think the crowd was really into that song more than, you know, everyone was fired up about the classics and the hits, but More, you know, seems to be getting a fan favorite. I mean, it was funny, I was talking to Chris, the new guy, and I was saying they started a little mini glow stick war during More, and you know, it was pretty interesting that was such a highlight. So anyway, so I think that was a good one. So that's really the ones that stuck out. And of course, you know, all of the teases, right? You know, where they were, you know, I think they did a Solid Again tease in Timber, and I can't remember the specifics, but there was some teasing they were doing here and there. And then, yeah, and there's the one in the second set, the new one, but I'm going to talk about that one when we talk about the second set. It was a good first set.
Good, good. Yeah, it seemed from, you know, from my vantage point watching the free webcast last night, and I saw a lot of comments online, seemed to, there was some sloppiness, I think. You know, as far as first set songs, I thought the selection was pretty good. Very first set-y kind of stuff, but good selections in terms of the typical first set stuff. But there was a lot of sloppiness. And the reason why I asked you about the heat earlier is it seemed like they were all extremely hot and sweaty and maybe struggling a little bit. Paige in particular, I got kind of concerned about him. He was drenched in sweat, took off his glasses for most of the first set because they kept steaming up on him.
I saw that. Yeah.
And Trey too, he seemed like his hands were kind of slipping around on the neck of his guitar. And, you know, if your hands get sweaty and you're trying to play an instrument like that, it can be pretty uncomfortable. But unlike a lot of shows where, you know, they're just sloppy or they're not engaged or something like that, they seem to be trying really, really hard, and, you know, kind of shaking things out. And like after Wombat, for example, that kind of sequence where they were joking around and talking, it was like they were trying, like you said, they were trying really hard to have fun. It maybe wasn't connecting all the time, but they were, you know, they were in it and at least trying to make a good show happen at that point.
Well, it came across. I mean, I, you know, being in the, you know, listening in the crowd, you know, it's a little, you know, I don't hear the detail that I would hear doing couch tour, you know, from the couch. So it is, I mean, the energy was there. The playing was, it was great. And you're right. I think, especially a little more in the second set, I think there were some miscommunication. I'll just call it miscommunication on a couple things, maybe. That I felt like Trey probably set out to do certain things, but the execution probably wasn't as he anticipated, so, or as the band would expect. So, but I think a fantastic show there. I mean, in the crowd, it was great.
Awesome. So, all right, so let's move on to set two, which starts out with Meat Stick and then Drowned. And so stick with me here as I run through this crazy sequence. Drowned into NICU, into Thread, Runaway Jim, into Run Like an Antelope, into Runaway Jim, into Run Like an Antelope, into Makasupa Policeman, into Run Like an Antelope, and then You Enjoy Myself.
Fantastic.
I'm like out of breath just reading that.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me is there were so many, I mean, it was just a fun situation. It was just a fun, you know, just a blast to be there and a blast to see all of that interplay and back and forth. I think the, what I would say is that, you know, there was some, the jamming was fantastic. I love the fact they were felt comfortable enough to do what they did. I think it's all about, for me, for Fish, is if once they're comfortable and having fun, then the music's going to work. And I think it did that last night. I think, you know, all the playfulness going back and forth between, you know, the various, you know, going back and forth through, what do we call that jam? Is that a gemalope or a runaway antelope, or what do we call it?
Yeah, I've seen a couple different, there's the Makasupa Runaway Antelope or something like that. But yeah, it was a crazy sandwich.
It was. And I think, I mean, obviously that was the highlight of the show, but I was, you know, talking about getting hot and, you know, seeing the flubs and things maybe, but I think it was the last time. Well, it was when they finished up Jim, I think. And then I think Trey didn't want to finish Jim. I think he wanted to keep going, but they finished Jim and then went straight into the antelope part. So, and I think it sounded fine, but it was, you know, if I'm going to be picky, that was a place where I think there was, you know, to your point about the heat and maybe not having it all together, I think that was probably a little miscommunication they could have cleaned up. But otherwise, I mean, you know, it was a fun series of songs, and it sounded great from where we were sitting in the shed.
Nice. So then they end with Yem, which was kind of a surprise after that craziness of a set, to think that they're going to then cap it off with Yem. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that was Yem. You know, it's always good to hear that. Obviously, it's just perfectly played. I think they did really well. I mean, it's just a, it's the gold standard of Fish songs to me. But the jam coming out of Yem was really nice before the vocal jam. They did I think a little extra jamming. I mean, it depends on, you know, each Yem at the end is a little different. But they did, in my mind, they did a little extra jamming in that jam pre vocal jam, which was really fun to listen to.
Yeah, and Trey ripped out a guitar solo like he hasn't been in a while. It seemed like maybe last year he was starting to get back into the playing guitar during that section instead of just dancing and letting the other guys take over. Right. But last night he just tore into it. I mean, that was definitely the high point as far as Trey's playing goes.
Oh yeah, yeah. And special shout out to the meat stick when he did his little Drake thing. I don't know what exactly that is. I think that kind of shows my age. It's like the Kiki thing. I don't know what.
Yes, I have no age. I have no idea what that's called. I think somebody said it's like the Kiki challenge or something like that. I've seen kids doing that dance.
Yes,
so I know it's a exactly. thing, but I had no idea. I guess it's a Drake song or something.
That's what I hear. It's a
I don't
Drake
know, man.
Thing
and, Two. Yeah,
I gotta Google it. I gotta look on YouTube or something.
Next on this episode of Middle-Aged White Guys Talk About Hip Stuff. we have no idea what it was. But Trey was probably in the same boat because he seemed like he kind of half-assed it, and he didn't really know what he was doing either.
More than I would ever know. So good for him. It's probably his children, probably his kids.
Yeah, there you go. And our kids are not old enough to keep us in tune with that kind of stuff yet. So someday,
we're not there yet.
We'll figure out. We're still on Elsa and Anna. We can talk Frozen for days.
They had to do a let it. Fish had to look at, you know, covers. Maybe they can do some of that stuff one day. Anyway.
So, all right. So then A Day in the Life Encore, which I know you're a huge Beatles nut, so that probably was awesome for you. So takeaways, what was your overall impression of the show?
It was a fantastic, you know, hot, sticky summertime show. I think, you know, the playfulness, the fun, you know, that was really nice to see, you know, the goofing off between all the band members, you know, at the part where Trey, you know, says, hey, we're talking, and, you know, and, you know, ask everyone to talk. And I think they were breaking each other's balls a little bit doing that. So that was fun to see. And it was just a good old classic summer show.
Sweet. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk about this. I'm sorry we couldn't be there with you last night. We usually like to come down to Raleigh and rock out to Walnut Creek with you, but weren't able to make it this year. But thanks again for filling us in on what your experience was like. What do you think if we leave everybody with a little taste of last night's show? What do you think we should throw in as far as a clip goes?
I'll tell you, that Yem at the end there, that Yem jam was something else.
Okay. All right, we'll maybe some of that fiery guitar playing from Trey we'll include there. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Dan, for joining us. Once again, catch us at Merriweather this weekend. Catch us at Curveball next weekend. Leave us a review. If you haven't, send us nice messages, nasty messages, all of the above. You know how to find us. And we will see you on tour. Enjoy. Thank you.
Yeah.